Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The single fastest growing religious group in our culture are those who check the box next to the word none on national religion surveys. So what do the nuns believe? And how do we reach this growing mission field right outside our doors? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Author and pastor James Emery White leads a growing megachurch, effectively reaching the unchurched. He shared from his book, The Rise of the Nuns, Understanding and Reaching the Religiously Unaffiliated, and took us behind what animates these nuns and spoke to how we can reach them with the message of Jesus.
Well, there's really one main thing right now, and maybe a second as well, that arrests the attention of the typical nun. I would say the number one thing that arrests their attention right now is cause, you know, being committed to causes, doing good that they see as doing good. So if you are rescuing girls from sex trafficking, if you are freeing slaves in India, if you are serving the poorest of the poor in Haiti, if you're building homes for the homeless, if you're caring for orphans and, you know, wherever, if you're involved in these kinds of things and you're doing these kinds of things, they respect that and it gets their attention. And then that will make them pay attention to you as a community. You know, like they're drawn to maybe what you're doing as a community. And then once that bridge is built, then they can be drawn to community. And, you know, is it healthy? Is it loving? Is it friendly? Is it accepting? And they look for those kinds of things. And then you can, you know, begin to, through that community, enfold them into such things as presenting Christ and such. But it is a progression. You know, it used to be the exact opposite. It used to be that you'd start off just right out of the gate presenting Christ. And you could, because they were open and listening and you didn't have to explain anything. And then you would enfold them into community and then, you know, develop them into the cause. And that strategy is kind of flipped now in terms of what is most effective. Now, you alluded to something before the break, like what do 82% of all unchurched people respond to? And what's intriguing to me is that the answer to that is personal invitation. If a nun is invited to church by someone they know, a friend, studies have shown that as many as 82% will say yes.